practice. So he's done this before.
Hmm. It worked then. Well, I guess it didn't work then if he got arrested then.
So. And there are 48 separate warrants out for his arrest in Colorado.
48.
Wow.
Interesting. This is a special person.
Indeed.
What do you have to do to get warrants in Colorado? I mean, they pretty much allow anything. It's Wild West out there, literally.
Wow. That's...
I mean, weed's legal. You know, you kind of do whatever you want in Colorado.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. That's, you know...
Crime doesn't pay?
That's
you are what you eat.
Oh. I don't know.
That's...
Hey, he's a shiny diamond.
Really?
Maybe a crazy diamond.
Yeah, shine on you, crazy diamond. Yeah, I like that. Well played. I don't know, man. Like, what's the weirdest thing you guys... Oh, wait, Juliana, you work at an OR.
Oh.
What's the weirdest stuff you've ever had to wait for somebody to evacuate?
Monitor their...
Have you had to monitor someone's evacuations over a period of days?
Well, I think I told you... The story, okay, this was many years ago. It's like when I first moved down here.
One time at band camp?
Yeah, one time at band camp. So in the beginning, I used to work second shift. And second shift was great because, you know, usually people would come home from work and then look at, you know, like I'd look at you funny and then, you know, start a little fight with you, or I'd be sitting on the back porch or the front porch reading the Bible, you know, contemplating the day and praising the fact that I lived through the day, and then, you know, start a fight or somebody hit me or something like that. But this particular evening, which was a weekend, I believe, there was a drug deal that was going down with crack. And so... dealer met the guy, there was an exchange, but there was a fight over money, and somebody called the cops, and then people fled. Well, the dealer must have given the sample to said buyer, like, hey, you gotta try this, this is great, you know? And there was a discrepancy as to how good the stuff
this
was.
This crack is subpar, sir.
Right. Well, anyways, the dealer wanted to protect his earnings, right? So what does one person do? Well, as he was fleeing, he decided somehow that he was going to store the pipe and, bless you, and some more of his stuff, his stash, somewhere within him.
Oh.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, the police wanted to stop him, so they... You know, they hit him.
This pipe was glass, I presume.
Yes, it was glass. Yes, it was glass. So they shot at him and, you know, got him in the leg and got him in the belly. Nothing too bad. But anyways, he came to the hospital and, you know, we worked on him. At the end of the case, we needed to do an X-ray on him. And
that's where you found.
There was something on the X-ray that didn't look normal. So, I'm going to finish this after the break.
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. To the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone, Today is a road tripping episode where good old boy Dave and I went to Alabama to do some beer shopping. And right before the break, we were having a little story time and an extended story time. And I was talking about what I encountered one night at work at a fine hospital in the fine city that I live in currently. So the x-ray was done and there was something there that shouldn't have been there. And the surgeon asked his resident to
pull it out,
to take
extract,
to feel for something.
Whoa.
And do a exam.
Whoa.
In the southern regions.
Like Alabama.
And when that resident did Roll that. Tide.
Did the resident have very small hands?
Anyways. When they were reaching.
Extracting.
And extracting. They extracted a pipe.
Yeah.
That apparently was still lit at the time of insertion.
Oh, wow.
As well as two bags of things.
That's another way to smoke crack.
So, yes.
I've heard of boofing before.
So,
but,
that person then had to, I mean, when that happened, that person ended up getting another procedure because of things that were adhering that shouldn't have been adhering.
Oh, it was hot and it stuck to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get back to the beer. Yeah. I can't, no.
Yeah, you took way too much of our life.
Yes.
That's an interesting segue for Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Roll Tide.
So let's go on to our next beer. This is from Druid City Brewing in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and it's called Neon Moon. It is 4.9% ABV. It is a Berliner Weiss with raspberry and mango.
Meh. Yeah.
Cease and desist scents?
I think this is the one. This is the one.
It's not. Yeah, it's. I wouldn't want much of this. The raspberry tastes like they just put a little raspberry extract in there. It tastes a little fake syrupy almost.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
Yeah. I bet they sell a lot of it, but I wouldn't want.
We're saving
more than
a can
one.
Of this for Mike.
Would you think that maybe this is a little bit of a girly beer if I have to, like, you know what I mean?
I hate to say that, but. Yeah, like, that's what I mean. It kind of sells well. Yeah, the people who don't like beer drink this.
This right. This would go well with the seltzer crowd.
It's so light, it almost tastes like one. It's a super light beer. The Berliner Weiss is weird because a name because it's not really that tart. And
Berliner, you would expect
a little more tartness might make this better, actually.
Yeah. Right? I mean, don't you expect there to be tartness and then you add a syrup?
But then again, we were saying this is probably a beer for people who don't like beer and they don't know what to expect.
Okay. I mean, that's, yeah.
I think they were looking
for the light of the neon moon.
I think they were looking for a light, fruity style to appeal to the, you know, cheerleaders. So I don't know. What do you guys think about this?
Yeah. Okay. I am sorry, Tuscaloosa, but the Druid City Brewing Company's Raspberry Mango Berliner Weiss, we are going to rate a 2.
I'm sure their other beers are lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
just make them available in Huntsville where we go to buy beer. So.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Moving on. Then let's go to Red Clay Brewing in Opelika. Okay,
Opelika,
sorry.
Alabama.
Okay, thank you. So this is the Mira Dutch Courage Pilsner.
This is almost to Florida in Alabama, isn't it?
Yeah.
Extreme Southern.
Pretty much. This is an odd tasting beer.
There's something weird on the kind of the malt finish on this.
Yeah.
It's like very grainy or bready.
There's a medicinalish kind of note to it as well that is almost like an Underberg, like
I was
on the front end,
that or
maybe that's
herbal.
Yeah,
you know that could be, and it could be from the German hops that little those notes, but still, it's just like it feels out of balance.
Yeah,
what makes it Dutch Courage?
Dutch courage.
Is it gin? You know, so that's what I keep wondering. Like. So I believe that was a saying that came up and say you drank a bunch of gin in old England and it gave you Dutch courage.
Well, This beer, which is 5% ABV, it's a pilsner with juniper berries, lemon peel, star anise, orange peel, coriander, cardamom, and black pepper.
Wow. Okay, so now considering all that's in it, yeah, I see what they're doing with it.
The term Dutch courage originated in the 17th century when Dutch sailors were given genever, the ancestor to gin, to bolster their courage in preparation for battle. This pilsner is Red Clay's tribute to that wonderful spirit and made with juniper berries and other botanicals.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
If you know the story behind it, then the beer is very interesting. They achieved it. Yes. Yeah, they nailed it. I like what they're doing
this
with it.
This does bring to mind Jennifer.
If this was just a pilsner, I'd go, there's something weird. There's something wrong with this. But you put all that in, it's like, oh, okay.
Until you hear the story of Dutch courage, right? This beer is infected. But now that it's actually pretty well-crafted beer, and I do enjoy the flavor.
Kudos for going out on a limb.
Kudos for having some Dutch courage, getting out there and making something.
How drunk were you when you came up with this idea?
I also don't know if I drink a lot of these. Same. I could drink a pint. It's interesting beer.
Would you pair this with something like food?
Yeah, what would you pair
this? Man, it would be hard with those notes.
Give me a cheese board. Maybe some charcuterie like or charcuterie.
Just to kind of balance it out and
nice and simple and easy, okay. Right. Well, we are going to rate
Mura Dutch Courage Pilsner.
From Red Clay.
I don't have a good Dutch accent.
We are going to rate this a 3.
I don't think you're wearing enough orange and you're not tall enough.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Only two kinds of people I don't
know. So the next one is going to be interesting. Again, this is from Red Clay Brewing Company. And I'm going to say a little piece here for a second about this website.
Say your piece.
Their website is painful.
Doo-doo?
Because it doesn't give a list of beer that they have on tap or like rotational or anything like that. And it would constantly ask me for if I'm 21 or not. Like you would click the 21 and then it would like a minute later refresh and ask me again. And I finally just like gave up. I'm like,
bick. They want to be sure really you're 21? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I am in spades. So this is 7% ABV. This is their southern take on an American IPA. The IPA is hop forward with notes of pine and citrus. The light malty flavor accentuates the Amarillo, Citra, and Simcoe hops, making it an IPA lover's dream. Okay, so Amarillo, Citra, Simcoe.
It's a fairly classic American combo.
But when I hear those things, doesn't it lean a little bit more towards the West?
Yeah, it's in the style of a West Coast. I don't know if there is a Southern style IPA. I've been thinking about that. If I was going to say there is a standard for a Southern IPA, it's got to be Sweetwater IPA.
Yeah,
it's just such a good beer. But even that is
very West.
It's kind of West Coasty. Yeah,
it's still West Coasty.
I think we actually talked about on this show before whether or not there was should be called a Southern style IPA. Yeah.
But it's okay. I feel like it needs a little more malt and body to stand up to the hops we've got. It feels a little thin to me. And it's an okay beer. But
what's the ABV on this one?
7.
Yeah, it doesn't come up.
I was going to say, does it taste 7?
It needs a little more oomph. It needs, you know.
Yeah.
There's a reason we used to put more caramel malts in our IPAs.
Give it a little more.
Give it a little more.
Yeah.
Well, sure, because if you're adding all of those hops in, I mean, and if you get a lot of alpha-y, you know, sharpness, you want a good strong malt backbone. But do you even get the sharpness of the hops?
I don't even get a lot of the... Or any sharpness. I just don't get a lot of anything.
I think, it's... You know.
This almost reminds me of like a session. If when somebody makes a session version of their regular, IPA? Yeah.
It kind of does have that.
Like this flavor. Drink's like a 4.2%.
Yeah, it needs a little work. It's not a terrible beer, but it needs some tweaking.
It needs to warm up a little bit too.
Okay, fair.
I'm getting a little more of the hops now that I've
let it sit.
Yeah.
Now that you've cuddled it a little bit.
Aww.
Hey, good old boy Drew's a cuddler.
It's pretty drinkable, though.
Okay.
Which I guess if you're trying to sell a lot of it, is kind of the goal, right?
Right.
So if you didn't...
I guess if you want to drink a lot of a 6 or 7% beer that tastes like a 4% beer and just get hammered...
Have you been in Alabama? No. Oh, that's right. No.
Mm-hmm. Alabama's in me.
Wow. Okay. That's... Thanks. Well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, what would you? I guess if I didn't classify it, you know what I mean. If I just grabbed it and said, "Hey, this is an IPA," I'd be okay.
Is there a style that it is?
It's more of a pale ale.
Yeah, okay.
It really does remind me more of a pale ale.
Yeah, that's. That's fair.
Well, I think it probably is a victim of marketing. You know, say, hey, what IPAs do you have?
I'd say it's a small mid coast or was it third coast IPA? I don't think it's even fully West Coast to me.
Doesn't remind me of the what I would call the quote unquote third coast IPAs, like Two Hearted, if you will. There's no Centennial in this.
Don't get like a whole bunch of pine or. No,
what they're saying in part of the description.
Right. So, like, yeah.
Where'd
you put it?
Yeah. You know? It's hiding. Mm. Yeah.
It's in the sixth can of each six pack.
It's that Alabama yellow pine.
You gotta drink five okay beers, and you get that sixth one, man.
It comes
you
out.
Are kapow.
In spades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair. So.
Not terrible, though.
What shall we rate the Southern Style IPA? Yep. Okay. We are going to go with a 3 from Red Clay.
They're lucky good old boy Mike's not on this show.
Oosh. Okay. Well, last but certainly not least, we're going to Braided River Brewing in Mobile, Alabama. And this is their Boom Boom Pale Ale.
Boom Boom.
I like this one.
So, this is your day drinking Mardi Gras companion.
This is just a pale ale to them. You know, this is when I said the last one was a pale ale, I was wanting more like this. And this one's got a little
This one has more flavor
it does.
Than the last one. Yeah.
Okay. So, this is 5.3% ABV.
Tastes like more like
almost,
7.
Almost 2% less alcohol, but
tastes like it has more.
Way more flavor. Yeah.
And this is.
And it's got some body to it.
This is a pale ale that's a homage to Sierra Nevada's, everybody else's pale ale. This is a classic American pale ale, and they didn't try to lighten it up. That color's like almost, a little bit orange.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very standard, mm-hmm. old school American
what
pale
is,
ale.
What Burnt is the orange. Aroma that comes through to you? Like, how would you describe the aroma? There's a certain part of the aroma. I can't. Name it, but it's
a little bit of pininess. I mean, a little bit of that.
That's what it is.
But it's not. You don't get that dankness you get out of a lot of the big West Coast hops.
Yeah.
But a little bit of pininess overall.
Maybe that's what I'm.
Do you get any pith?
No pith.
No pith.
Actually, I'm getting a little more malt off the aroma than even hops. It's
okay.
You're getting that. Little,
this is definitely
slightly grainy sweetiness you do from a little caramel malt.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm picking is that caramel. Yeah.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm asking about pithiness is so in their description, they say in Mobile, folly rules. Only here does folly ever beat death, and this pale ale is an ode to the revelry and fun of Mardi Gras. This day drinker balances a creamy malt base with hop flavors of grapefruit, oak, and coconut. Our town was born to celebrate, and when the parade starts rolling, it's time to take me to the boom boom.
I get the grapefruit.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, which is pretty standard.
Yeah.
I think, what hops did they say they use?
Doesn't.
Because there's a couple of hops that are where you can get a little coconut out of it, but I don't know that I'm.
Yeah, there's one that starts with an S. I can't remember now. I bought a bunch of it. Strata. Is it Strata that has a very coconut flavor?
I thought Strata was the strawberry. No?
No, Velma.
Velma is strawberry? Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
I think you might be right. I think it might be Strata.
But I've brewed beers with only Strata, and I don't get a lot of coconut out of it. But people tell me you're getting a lot of coconut, and I just didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a lot of coconut out of this, but this is... I don't expect coconut in an American pale ale. You know, you want pine and grapefruit and caramel. That's it. That's what this beer has.
Dag nabbit. So enjoy being good.
Boom, boom,
boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Okay.
Kendall likes you. That's enough.
He wants you in his room.
Whoa.
I do like the can art of it, funny. Though.
It is cool.
Really, I mean, funny. It's got a I very like Mardi Gras-y themed thing nice. Going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice so, job. What are we thinking about the boom boom? Okay. So, from Braided River Brewing in Mobile, Alabama, we are going to go with a 4.
Sorry, I pulled the trigger.
I know you did. Bad. That's fine. Sorry. For the boom boom American Pale Ale.
What are you guys thinking overall of the flight in general?
It was a good flight. I mean, we had more force than I thought. I mean, the majority of the beers were 4. So good job, Alabama.
I'm considering going to Alabama and not just through it. Like, I might actually make a beer trip, you know, around Alabama.
Nice.
Like, wow.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is going to do it for today. Good boy, Kendall. Thanks so much for being on this journey.
It was great. It was nice to sample a lot of new Alabama beer.
Cool. Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Hi, June. Good old boy, Drew. Thanks so much for being here.
It was a pleasure, unexpectedly.
Would you like to plug anything?
Not the company, but no, I'm good. I'm good.
Good old boy, Dave.
Moist. Moist.
Perhaps I should plug Dave's mouth.
Yeah, right. This is good old guy,
That'll
Juliana.
Be done after you leave.
Keep on chugging, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
in the home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.